We've been looking at the Lenten banner, and we're going to be in the right-hand column banner, the second one down. I got them right here, but everybody can see that banner. So the Lenten banner, if you guys look at it every week you come into church, take a peek at it. It's there to remind us of all the things that happened during Holy Week. They're not in sequence, right? They're not in an order up there. But I wanted to notice one particular thing today. A second column, or the right-hand column, the second one down, do you know what it's a picture of? It's a picture of these. What are those? They're dice. You guys see it? Do you agree? Those are dice. Do you know where I found them? They were in the fellowship hall. Has everybody noticed that? If you go into the fellowship hall, all the tables, well, most of the tables, anyway, have a little cross there with a purple draping, and there's a couple dice on the table. Have you ever wondered, does this church have a gambling problem, or what's going on? Why do we have dice on our table? Do you guys know? What does the dice remind us of? Well, I'm glad we're talking about it then. When Jesus was crucified, when Jesus died on the cross for you and for me, and when he was crucified, but when anybody was crucified, they always had four soldiers out there. Did everybody know that? There were four soldiers, and they would take everything that that person owned and divide it up among the four people. It was like a little extra pay. So if they were going to nail somebody to a cross, and he had four $20 bills in his wallet, everybody would get one of the 20s. Doesn't that sound nice? And so what happened with Jesus is he didn't have much, but what he did have, he had a really nice tunic. That was the robe that he wore. He had a very nice one, and they said, we could either tear it into four parts, or what else could we do? We can roll dice and see who wins it. They said, let's not tear this wonderful tunic. And so they roll the dice. So you could roll one, and I could roll one, and whoever has the high number wins. So this is what we want to remember. These are the things that Jesus went through for us. That he went to the cross. We know that. We say it all in church all the time, right? Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. And one of the things they did is they took away from him the last thing he owned, his tunic, right? That Christ died for us, and the soldiers took away his tunic, and they rolled dice to see who gets it. So we don't celebrate that. We just remember it, right? That's what I want us to do. I want us to, when we see the banner, to remember. That's our goal, to remember what Christ has done for you and for me. What has he done? He died on the cross for us, and part of that was them gambling to see who got his clothes, right? It's not that it's good news, it's just it is good news at the level that this is how you and I were saved, right? Christ died for me, Christ died for you, right? When we see the dice, we remember this is what the soldiers did, all right? Guys, thanks for coming up. Well, this is what the soldiers did. Think of it. We'll be thinking about Jesus next week and Holy Week, all week long, these special things for us and our salvation. The kids head back to their spot, if I get out of mom's way, and we sing the hymn of the day.